Welcome to Turning Pro Solutions and our tips for turning pro. In this broadcast, we will talk about questions that you can ask an employer during an interview. In a previous session, we talked about some key questions that employers might ask you. Now we're going to flip the table a little bit and provide you with some questions that you can ask an employer during an interview to learn more about the position and to learn more about the company. One question you could ask is, ask the employer if they would please describe for you the duties or responsibilities associated with the job you're applying for. That will give the employer an opportunity to share with you what a day in the life of an engineer might look like with Sony. So again, you could ask the person you're interviewing with to please describe for you some of the duties or responsibilities associated with the job that you're interviewing with. You may also ask that individual if they could share with you where this position or job fits within the organization. So, you know, if this engineering position is available, can you please share with me where this job or position fits within the organization? Another question that you might ask as it relates specifically to a position or a career within a company, you might ask an employer what characteristics or skills or attributes do you find in people that have been most successful in that position. So the people that are currently in sales for your company, what skills do they have or what characteristics or attributes do they have that really make them successful? And then be quiet. Take some notes, listen, write them down, and maybe later on in the interview, make sure that you share with the employer how you have those skills and how those skills are part of you and why you think you're a good fit for that position. It's also fair to ask the employer if this position that's available is a new position. Is it one that was just created, or has it been a position or a career that has been around within the company for forever? Obviously, based on their response, you'll come up with some follow-up questions. But if it's a new career, then you'll want to know that. If it's a career or a position that's been available for a while, you really will have an opportunity to ask questions like, you know, if it's been around for a while and the accounting position is one that we've always had with our company. Again, what are some of the skills that people have that have been most successful in that position? You may also then ask the employer or the person you're interviewing with to describe for you, you know, some of the ideal experiences or skills for that job. It kind of goes back to the previous question that you asked, but again, you're trying to figure out what skills or characteristics or attributes they view are very important to being successful in that position. If the position's been available for a while and it's been a career or a job that's been a part of the company for a while, you may want to know, you know, who was in the position before. If it's a management role and that position is now available, what happened to the person that was there before? Were they promoted? Did they get released? But trying to figure out if there's some upgrade or, you know, some career advancement opportunities associated with that position. So, you know, finding out maybe if it's a management position, what happened to the previous individual? Did they move into a different position within the company? Were they promoted? And that just gives you more insight about the position and how it fits into the organization. As we talked about in a previous session, you know, employers are going to want to know how well you work in a team, and it's also important for you to know a little bit more about the people you're going to be working with and or reporting to. So it's very appropriate for you to ask the employer if they could tell you a little bit about the person or people that you'll be working with, and if they can share with you a little bit of information about the person or people that you will be reporting to. And then again, be quiet, listen, and they'll tell you about the characteristics of the team and the individuals that you're going to be working with, so you can determine whether that is a group of individuals that you think you could work well with in a team environment. In a lot of positions, there's some job responsibilities or quotas or targets that you're going to have to hit, and it's very appropriate for you to ask an employer to share with you some of the best results of people who have been in those positions before you. So of those folks who have been most successful, what have been some of their accomplishments or some of the results that they've been able to produce in that position, just so that you know what you're being measured against and you can get some more insight regarding the position you're applying for. You know, as such, once they tell you some of the results of people that have been most successful in that position, it's also an opportunity for you to ask for some insight regarding the results that they would expect of you, or some of the things they would like to see you produce as a new employee in that position. So let's assume you're in a sales position and that's what you're applying for, and some of the most successful people in that position have generated $10,000 a month in sales. It's very appropriate for you interviewing for the job to understand what the expectations are for you coming into this position as a new sales rep. Are they expecting you to walk in the door and immediately generate $10,000 a month in sales? Or is there a ramp-up path where in the first 6 months they expect their new reps to generate $3,000 a month in sales, and then the second 6 months they expect you to be at $6,000 in sales per month? But I think it's very appropriate to ask a prospective employer what results they expect of you coming into this new position, whether it be sales or engineering or project management. It's good to know that. And then I think it's also very appropriate for candidates in an interview to understand the opportunities for advancement within a company. And it's very appropriate, though you don't want to linger on and ask the question over and over and over again, it's very appropriate to ask an employer, you know, based on successful performance in meeting the objectives and the job responsibilities that are laid out for that position, what opportunities exist for advancement within the company, and what are the typical career paths that folks take. So if you're in a sales position and you meet your quarterly and annual sales objectives, what are some of the upgrade paths or paths for advancement that are available to you within the company? So that's kind of a summary of some of the questions that you can ask an employer during an interview to help you get a better feel for the position that you're applying for. And again, I think some of the key points are making sure that you're taking notes during the session. And as you're following up after the interview, it's very appropriate for you to interject in your follow-up email or in the letter that you send to the employer after the interview, you know, share some of the things that you've taken notes on. But again, there's just some very basic questions that you can ask an employer during an interview session to better understand what your responsibilities are going to be if you are provided with an opportunity for employment with that company. So with that, this has been Tips for Turning Pro and a Tips for Turning Pro broadcast. And specifically, it's been a broadcast on questions that you can ask an employer during an interview session. To learn more about Turning Pro and our tips for Turning Pro, please visit us on the web at www.turningprosolutions.com. Again, www.turningprosolutions.com. Thank you.